Welcome to Inspiring Health, a series of conversations with Roxana Gapster and other WellSpan leaders about WellSpan 2025. I'm Michael Carice. Roxana, nice to be with you again.
Nice to be with you, Michael.
And what are we going to be tackling today?
Today, we're talking about 2020 as the year of the nurse and midwife, and we're also talking about WellSpan's culture of nursing excellence.
And who's our special guest?
My guest today is Chris O'Shea, our chief nurse executive.
So you're a nurse by background. Talk a bit about how that shaped you and your career.
I've been so fortunate in my nursing career to start out as an oncology nurse for 22 years. It really taught me the value of walking alongside our patients on that journey toward health. It's something that is very intimate and very sacred when you have that opportunity to build that kind of trust with a patient and really make a difference in their life. It also has been a big factor in my leadership career, just in terms of being able to influence the lives of multiple patients versus one patient at a time.
Absolutely. So why do you think it's important to celebrate nursing?
I think it's important to acknowledge that nurses are leading change in improving health in our country today, that nursing excellence is a priority and an important part of the quality and safety of any healthcare organization. It's also something to think about in terms of the roles that nurses play in our healthcare systems today. Nurses are at the front lines in everything from research and home care to inpatient nursing to ambulatory settings, and they're making a difference in every single one of those locations.
So, Chris O'Shea, we heard about Roxana's background in nursing just a bit there. Why don't you start by telling us about your journey as a nurse?
Thank you, Michael. I've had a really eclectic background, did a lot of work in a whole variety of different areas, and probably at the time I didn't realize that it was building a career. I started actually at WellSpan in 1988, so I have been here as not only a staff nurse, but as a manager, director, and now I really have the honor of being the chief nurse for the system, and it really is been an amazing journey. I love working for WellSpan and the work that we do for our communities, and really feel that it couldn't have been a better career.
So, Chris, why don't you tell us more about the Year of the Nurse? Where did that designation come from?
The World Health Organization has named 2020 the Year of the Nurse and Midwife, and it really is an effort to recognize the huge impact of nursing really around the world. Nurses really are the bridge between our complex health systems and the communities.
So, Chris, why does WellSpan want to have an active role in this celebration and recognition?
We're really trying to build a culture where we recognize our employees well and have fun while we're doing it. And I think the Year of the Nurse is our opportunity to do that. Nurses really are champions for health, from the outpatient settings to the hospitals and into our community through our VNA services and community health services.
So tell us some of the ways that WellSpan is going to be celebrating the Year of the Nurse.
The Year of the Nurse really is based on Florence Nightingale, who I consider kind of the mother of modern nursing. And Florence Nightingale's birthday is May 12th each year, and this is her 200th birthday. And so we are going to have a big bash during Nurses Week this year. We have a committee comprised of nurses from across our system who have been actively brainstorming activities that are just for fun. We're going to all attend some baseball games locally and cheer on our local teams, be recognized on the field. Additionally, we have events that will occur all through the year.
So, Chris, aside from the celebrations, what are some ongoing ways that WellSpan is investing in nurses?
We really believe in growing our staff. We provide a residency program for our new nurses. Once a nurse is working here, there are many opportunities for growth and development through our clinical ladder program, through educational support for academic work, and for conferences that occur throughout the year. Additionally, we have begun working on creating methods for nurses to explore careers in leadership. We have a nurse manager residency as well as a nursing leadership academy.
So, Roxana, how does all this work align with WellSpan's culture of nursing excellence?
One of the ways at WellSpan that we foster a culture of nursing excellence is to ensure that we're following the highest standards of care. And some of the examples of that within WellSpan are the journey that some of our hospitals have been on around Pathway to Excellence and around Magnet. We are very excited for the work that has been done in these areas, and we believe it is raising our nursing practice to a new level. And our nurses are a big part of that. As highly skilled professionals, our nurses bring value to every single one of our care teams. They are often the ones who are providing surveillance on symptoms, identifying problems before they happen, and creating better patient outcomes. We're going to be highlighting stories of how our nurses have contributed to patient care and to the health of our communities throughout the year, and they will be very compelling stories, Michael.
Oh, I'm sure. And Chris, I'm sure there's nurses listening, so talk about some ways they can participate and tell their story as a nurse.
We have set up a survey that was sent out to all of the nurses here at WellSpan. You can also send those stories to myself, Chris O'Shea, or to Christina Martin, or give it to your nurse manager. As Roxana mentioned, really nurses are the cornerstone of quality and patient safety. So we're anxious to collect your stories and have those shared with our colleagues across WellSpan.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun this year. I'm afraid we're going to have to wrap it up there, but you've been listening to Inspiring Health, a series of conversations with Roxana Gapster and other WellSpan leaders about WellSpan 2025. Roxana's guest today was Chris O'Shea, Chief Nursing Executive. I'm Michael Carice. Thanks for joining us.